This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me properly?
I can hear you, Melina.
Okay, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, this is Sam Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
So let's wait for a couple of minutes to see if somebody else wants to join, and then we'll start.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
It is Abdul Rahman Ghadir.
Hi, Abdul Rahman.
Hi.
Hi. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum. Who is this?
This is Nabil, but I can't. Sorry, Farman.
A lot of echo coming from your end.
Yes, I wasn't able to connect via my computer. Hi, Sarmat. So I'm dialing in.
Okay, so now it's gone. The echo is gone, so that's good.
good morning.
Okay, so I think we should probably get started. Basically, I was going to suggest a couple of things of the agenda item. First of all, of course, I think we've had some discussion on email, so I think I wanted to bring that up and have a discussion on some of the expectation which the community has, and I guess they were not met in the recent situation, and I guess what we can do to ensure that obviously that expectation is met, and we can come back and continue our discussion on the document we were doing last time. So, basically, let me start. I think there are a couple of fundamental things which we need to, understand. Obviously, I think given what happened recently, I think we need to ensure that those considerations are addressed, I guess, from us. First of all, I think what I understood was that there is an obviously an expectation since you know, we have members from ICANN in this group, that what is discussed in this group is transmitted obviously across ICANN. That's obviously one of the expectations because of having us here. And I think what I suggested in my email as well is that I think that is obviously possible, but it it would be easier if we can devise some mechanism where we all understand what can be communicated and what cannot be communicated. I think assuming that that would be automatically transmitted and puts may actually cause more confusion, because then sometimes some things get communicated which were not supposed to be communicated to ICANN. So in any case, I think we should probably think about what I had actually suggested was that we normally, I obviously had a decision in front of me, and at that time, what basically I was looking at is what is published by TFAIDN publicly, or what is available through TFAIDN publicly, and is that you know, as an output, and is that something we can pick up and take to ICANN. There could be some other mechanisms of doing that as well, but I think that's something we need to discuss on how to communicate information back to ICANN without in a way that everybody knows what is getting communicated. On the other side, obviously, I think also an expectation that whatever is happening within ICANN gets communicated back to the FAIDN. Obviously, to some extent, that is true, but I guess you can all appreciate that that cannot be true to a complete extent, where you know, work internal to ICANN. you know, there are mechanisms to take that to the community, and I think when we have ICANN staff here with the team, some of those mechanisms obviously, like, those mechanisms obviously must be followed, so we can communicate to this team things which are which can be communicated, I guess, publicly, but unless or until that information becomes available for the community, it is difficult for us to communicate it to this group. So that's that is causing one. So those two communication channels, I think, is something we need to clarify, so that it is you know, the expectation on within the group are clearly set, and it's easier for us, yes, I guess, staff who are on this team as well. It's easier for us to, you know, be very clear on, you know, how we can take information across. So I think I would want to start from there. The second thing I would eventually want to discuss is basically how eventually we want the leadership of this group to function. As I said, that if I am on sort of the if I am supposed to be coordinating on behalf of this group, and I'm also sort of on the receiving end in some cases in the at ICANN, either we have a process in place which I can follow, or obviously options are that we have somebody else here, either to chair the group, whom I can interact with, or at least the third option obviously is that if you know, you would want me to continue in this role, then have at least like a co-chair who or somebody who I can consult with as far as I can interface is concerned. But in any case, I guess we can come back to that as a second point. The first thing I want to obviously all of us to discuss is the two-way communication channel between ICANN and PFAIDN on you know, how can we make it I guess not implied but more explicit, so that we do not get into situations like the one which we got in recently, so that obviously what the work which is being done by the community here gets effectively passed on. So I'd like to open this to the very we need to get your input so that we can So are there any comments?
Sorry, Sama, this is Raj. I just joined the call.
Okay. So for those who just joined, let me repeat what I just said. Basically, I was saying is that one of the first, I guess, one of the things we want to discuss today is unfortunately, there was an ineffective communication, and that is, I think, the couple of reasons for which this was caused. Of course, I think I could have, I must have, I should have been much more clear, but as I said in my email, that I feel conflicted sometimes because you know, I do not you know, at least what I was what I was I guess faced with was the situation where whatever is discussed, you know, at least what I is assumed was that whatever is discussed in PFAIDN is not automatically something which should be communicated to ICANN. And of course, things which are internal to ICANN do not get automatically communicated to PFAIDN until those things become available for the community. So I think we need to have, instead of implied expectations of how information is getting passed between PFAID and ICANN, maybe we can have a little more discussion on this so that we can make it a little more explicit, and that I think makes it easier for us who are involved with PFAID and ICANN, as well as I guess setting expectations for all of us on what gets communicated across from one side to the other, I guess, between PFAIDN and ICANN. So I just wanted to spend some time on it and get your opinions on how, what would be the good mechanisms to do this so that we don't get into situations like the one which we are currently in. Again, and we have good effective solutions to address addresses communication. So, any feedback on that?
Yeah, this is Raed. First of all, I want to thank you, Sarmad, for your role in this, and really, the emails that I have sent, it's not blaming anyone in this group. Actually, it's blaming ICANN. So, with all respect for you, Sarmad, you are our brother. We appreciate you. Appreciate the work you are doing. My emails was a little bit. I haven't expected ICANN to do something else, not waiting for us, even to just finalize the second level, even if it is a script level, even if it's not language. I believe ICANN should waited till this group, which is I think is a very, very good group. The members are very good. You know, we have very good experience. All of us, are working with the Arabic script and the variants, and we have the group developed at the root level. And I believe we can do it at second level and at language level. So, and we have more experts from the language needs more than the people who have worked. With all respect to them. Maybe they are very good people, but in Arabic language or Urdu or Persian, they are not. They don't have the expert that the expertise that we have. So, again, my email is not against you, Sarmad, or against this task force. No, I think it's just only saying for ICANN, blaming ICANN. What you are doing, ICANN? Why you have asked another group to do a work that we can do it in a better way? So just this is a clarification for the, because I have seen some people sending email, and I don't blame them, but I just want to express my feeling about this problem. And I think this is something, it's not something predictable, it's something just came, and I believe maybe most of us said why we haven't been consulted as task force or as individuals. We know that there is an RFC for the Arabic language, and Saudinic is doing. We have more than 12 years of experience, or around 15 years of experience, of Arabic domain names, and the Arabic script, and the Arabic language. We learned other languages in Urdu and Farsi and Pashto. I know more stuff that I don't have it before. So. Why ICANN haven't, or this group, the new group, haven't consult us as a task force or as team members, or at least through you, Sarmad, since you are heading the IDN working group for maybe around two years or 1.5 years. That's why I thought, that's why I said I was shocked, actually. Because I'm blaming here ICANN, not blaming you or anyone else, actually. So even I'm not blaming the team, because if the team gets selected to do this task, so ICANN, why they haven't included someone from the Arabic script to give them feedback or support at least. So this is just a clarification for that.
So I think thank you for providing the clarification, right? But I think your email was is something if it has happened, it has obviously raised an issue which we need to address, of course. And I think that's what I'm working. I'm trying to work towards. There is, I think, so. So the challenge in this case was that even though this was going on, we need to have a couple of things. As far as the work within ICANN was concerned, obviously ICANN has undertaken different projects, some of those projects are based. Well, different kinds of community involvement, I guess, are or community consultation are included in those projects. Obviously, all those projects are based on community consultation. In some cases, there are you know, projects which are driven by the community itself. There is obviously some projects which are done internally, but then community input is sought before finalizing them through a public comment process. So this particular project, when it started, I think almost a year ago, basically was focusing on language level LGRs, and I think at that time there was, you know, if we talk in the context of Arabic script or Arabic language, at that time obviously TFAIDN had no plans to work on language level LGRs. This is something which recently came in. But in any case, I think instead of looking at this particular problem, I think there is a more general problem or more general challenge which we need to address. Excuse me. And that's, you know, and that's basically, I think, what I was saying is communication between between PFAIDN and ICANN. As I said, because I have, you know, I am in a position where I have to sort of coordinate on behalf of TFAIDN and also on behalf of ICANN in a particular matter, it becomes very difficult for me to balance things so that I don't. I can communicate things from PFAIDN to ICANN, but you know, it needs to be clear, you know, what I can communicate and what I cannot communicate, because there can be a situation where I take something from PFAIDN onto ICANN, and then there could be a possibility that the TFAIDN members feel that that was still internal to TFAIDN and it shouldn't have gone to ICANN. So if we make it a little more, I think, explicit rather than implicit, that just, I think, helps with the communication process and avoids such miscommunication to occur. And I think, again, Raed, thank you for, you know, trying to explain, but you know, I personally see that this was actually a communication gap which I should have addressed, so that's something which obviously I did not handle effectively. Unfortunately, the main reason for that was because I felt conflicted and I was, you know, in this case perhaps not able to make the right decision, and you know, so I don't. You know, so I do accept responsibility for this, obviously we need to obviously help make sure that this does not occur again. So can we probably have some suggestions on how we can do it so that you know, each in a way that we know what not cannot be communicated from TFAIDN. I guess we can start from this particular scenario now. I think we probably need to clear this situation. There are a couple of ways we can proceed, and I need your feedback on that so that we know, you know, how we want to proceed with this. So the way I see where we are at this time is that for Arabic language itself, we've actually have a suggestion or a very clear consensus within TFAIDN that the language table should be not the broader language table, which includes these extra characters, code points, but something which is strictly conformant to RFC 5564. Obviously, this needs to be, you know, if this question would be that this needs to be communicated to ICANN. There are at least a couple of ways which I had suggested in my mail which can do this. One obviously is that basically this group responds to the public comment against the table which were published. I've obviously requested them to be taken offline at this time. The second option is basically that as TFAIDN, you know, we publish this recommendation, or alternatively actually a table, and as a recommendation of TFAIDN, something which is obviously publicly available and also communicated to ICANN through that process. And then we can take that recommendation and use that recommendation to publish the reference LGR table for Arabic. So those are, two possibilities which I've shared. If we can discuss which one we want to take forward, or if there's a third possibility, I'm happy to obviously discuss those as well. Based on whatever our decision is, we move forward accordingly so that we can at least resolve this situation. And then obviously we can then more generically talk about how to address this more generally going forward as well. So can I have opinion from everybody else on, you know, which of these two options or maybe a third option we can take forward to resolve the current situation?
Excuse me, this is Mika Momin. I would like to comment.
Yes, please, Mika.
Okay. Now, personally, I didn't really understand the last two options because we have had a very complex discussion over the last, 10, 15 minutes. I might even have missed the earlier 10 parts, for which I apologize, the earlier 10 minutes. I think before we make a decision on that twofold choice you have just suggested now, which I don't even understand, I think we should step back on some of these things and discuss some of the things which were said earlier, because I'm not sure if everyone agrees on the same things all over. For example, you have been saying that you see a conflict when it comes to what is TFAIDN internal and what is made public. I think this is kind of a, in my personal view, this discussion has very little substance because every piece of work we do is public. Our mailing list is public. Our telephone conferences are put on the website for everyone to listen who is interested. So I don't think there is per se any such bipartite distinction between something which is internal to TFAIDN and something which is external. Now, also, when it comes to the specific situation we were having now, I don't think that this was not communicated. I remember that someone, it must have been you, I assume, mentioned that these language tables were being developed. And I also don't think we are in a position where we should communicate to ICANN that we are now following a language table model, because this was only discussed and suggested, if I remember, the initiative came actually from RAID during our last meeting in Marrakesh. So this is a progress which is still in development. And from what I remember, our last consensus was that we go ahead, develop the data, develop the models, and then decide whether we come from one side or the other side at it, because we were considering that results should be equivalent no matter which way we look at it, that is language tables or whole script community tables. So again, I don't think there is something we need to publicly communicate to ICANN that this is a process which is in conflict with the own process they are running by having these language tables developed. And also, these people who have developed these language tables, from what I understand, the main sources they have actually considered is our own published work in the form of the proposal for the root zone. So again, I think we have been consulted, and this is just the procedure which has been around for a long time. I think there are some, there might be some more cultural than factual based miscommunication, but what they are doing is based on our work in a sense. And I think we can work with this progress. I don't think it's that complicated. I also, on my personal, from my personal point of view, don't see any problematic behavior on the part of you, Samad, as our chair, or difficulties in how to communicate this thing. But the more important point in this particular instance, I think, is whether you feel there is a complicated or difficult situation we are putting you in. And in that case, I really think, as you are suggesting, we need to find a solution according to those lines. But I'm not even sure if it's possible to have a global solution. Maybe a non-ICANN-based co-chair might be a possibility of some sort, but we should get to that discussion slowly, slowly. So I think that there was a lot of information which was just exchanged over the last 20 minutes, and many of these statements, I think, are a matter of, depend also on your point of view. I don't think it's all that problematic. I do agree with Raib, absolutely, that ICANN often much puts procedure before natural progress arrived at by the community. So also in the case of the entire LGR process for the root zone, I myself did criticize in one of the presentations I was giving on behalf of TFIDN that there was often much, the procedure was developed before the panels were seated, so there was no feedback from the people who were actually working on the data on the process, on the procedure. So these things should somehow be attuned, but I don't think that the entire process is very problematic. I think those are small changes, small details which need to be tuned and modified as we go along. And, my personal impression is that this situation is not nearly as complex as it would seem to some of us, or not nearly as difficult. I don't think a fundamental problem is being raised by that. The only fundamental problem which might be raised is that you, Sarmat, might be in a position where you feel uncomfortable and do not always know how to behave, because you have these two hats, these two roles you have to fulfill. And in that case, I think it is the responsibility of TFIDN as a group to step up and support you and give you guidelines or let you know whatever we think would be a good way. I hope this makes any sense. I'm sorry if I was being a bit wordy. Yes, please. That's what I wanted to say for the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mikhail. Anybody else want to comment? So I think the reason I'm saying, or raising this discussion is because, there was a very strong reaction to something which, this table which was published. And there is obviously something broke down, and we need obviously ensure that a situation like this does not arise, so the communication is properly managed to TFAIDN. And obviously, I will obviously be make sure that this is done as much as possible. But as you're saying, Nikhil, that in some cases I do, you know, this was one of those cases where I do feel conflicted, because when I'm in a way, I guess, communicating on behalf of ICANN, that communication obviously is very similar when I, you know, when I do this with the Chinese generation panel or Korean generation panel or any generation panel, including obviously the TFA-IDM. So it's a very similar kind of communication. So what I was actually trying to do was making sure that that communication remains uniform across all these community-led groups. And also, so I think what you need to understand is there is a lot of internal work and discussion which is going on in all these panels. You know, one of the things which so if there's somebody here who's actually able to also, you know, at least if not chair, then co-chair things, is that, you know, I can where I feel conflicted, I can actually have a discussion with that person and resolve some of those issues before going before going directly to the whole TFA-IDM, which obviously can help avoid some of these situations. But in any case, I think that's something which we need to discuss. But before that, I was suggesting that we should discuss how you would like us to go forward as far as the current situation is concerned. So would you want us to basically release the table which was released and respond through public comment, or would you want us to publish an alternative table based on your comments? I'm assuming it's a second option, but I would really like your confirmation on that. And then I guess I will work with the TFA-IDN so that we can actually get that table developed as soon as possible and then publish that. But in any case, I think the discussion which Nikhil also pointed out was that is that discussion on the table complete inside within TFA-IDN, or are we still discussing the principles, and are we going to revisit that table? So, you know, how do we go forward in this situation?
Okay, this is Raed Sarmad.
Yeah.
What I suggest is that things happened already. I believe nothing should be changed in our task force. We should continue our work. What I recommend is that we ask ICANN to withdraw the Arabic language table and say, please do not publish anything related to the Arabic script till our task force finalize the output. So we will provide them with maybe not only the Arabic, we will provide them with the Arabic, the Urdu, the Farsi, the Pashto, all the languages that we can support. So I believe this is one way of doing it, and I believe this is the easiest way. And why is that? Because developing a full table with code points, variants, whole label generation, etc., whole label evaluation, it will take time. These days we are very busy. You know, Ramadan is a very short day, and to lots of work, and Eid vacation is coming. So I think even reaching the deadline for the public comments, we cannot make it. So I think we should ask them as a task force to withdraw the Arabic language table. Because we are working on it, we have done lots of things, and we have findings better than their findings, and just ask them to withdraw the Arabic and other language. They can decide for them. I'm not sure about the English and Roman and other languages in their public consultation, but at least for the Arabic language, we ask them to withdraw it, and we will provide it later on, hopefully maybe within the coming 2 or 3 months, hopefully.
Hi, this is Nabil. Can you hear me?
Yep. Please go ahead, Nabil.
Okay. So I'd like to thank you so much for all your clarification you made before so far. So it's now very clear, and I can totally understand your situation. But I'd like just to remind all of us that when we were in Dublin during the meeting, ICANN meeting, I was approached by Atmos, and he told me that he will need my to consult some consultations regarding Arabic script and so on. So I felt that at least one of the task force members will be consulted during what they have achieved and what they have done. But since Dublin, he didn't send me any email or call me or something else. So I thought that the project was not going on. But now we are surprised by the fact that they have established a whole table for LGR, and this is what we are doing in our task force. So just to be clear on this point. But the solution is, I would like to agree with what Waid has just said, to tell ICANN that it's better, it's preferable, and it's suitable to not publish the work of these experts unless we publish our work, which will be done as soon as possible. And in this case, I think that in our next face-to-face meeting, we can do more work. We can agree on what we have to do. And this is an opportunity to fix the date of the next face-to-face meeting. Thank you.
Right. So. Excuse me. So I think one of the things before I respond, are there any more comments from anybody else? Okay, so I think one of the things are relevant, and I think many of you will appreciate that, is that there are, you know, certain timelines associated with the work which is being conducted, and for different reasons. One of the reasons is that we actually have applications which need to be evaluated. As you know, these tables will be used for pre-delegation testing, and the 29 languages which were developed were based on basically.
Dr. Thomas, the sound is not good.
Right? Can you please mute your line if you're not speaking? We're getting a background noise.
It seems to be too shit here.
I think okay. So there are you know, timelines associated with this work internally for ICANN as well. I think one way to perhaps address this, another way of addressing and getting to the same solution, would be that we can request the team within ICANN to do a first pass on this table more quickly, based on the RFC 5564, and they develop a table, and we can share that with the task force, and get their feedback on it, whether this meets the requirements of RFC 5564, and publish that table. That may actually make it a bit quicker for Arabic at least. We can obviously continue working on the other languages, and once those are done, we will publish those tables as well. Those languages which have been published at this time by ICANN are those which are, I guess, more urgently needed. So I'm not sure whether something like this could also work. I need your opinion on that. That may just make it a little quicker.
Okay, Sarma. So, what about the next face-to-face meeting? Shall we fix the date today?
Certainly, we can come to that and do that. But I guess what I'm saying is that we should probably not tie up this particular, you know, Arabic language table with a face-to-face meeting, because that may actually put in a bit of a delay in this work. I'm just...
Sarma, this is Raed. Is there a way that the public consultation can take out the Arabic for at least the time being, till we internally try to finalize or give a better table than the one that they have published? Hello, Sarmad? Dr. Sarmad?
Maybe his line has dropped. Let's wait a minute if he reconnects.
Okay.
This is Sarmad. Sorry, I dropped off. Any response to my suggestion?
Sarmad, this is Raed. I just want to ask, is it possible for the public consultation to exclude the Arabic part, Arabic language, till we do some work internally within the task force and the Arabic team, and then we can send them something else better than that we have, that we, what they have reached.
Right. So, yeah, I guess what I was trying to say was that if we can somehow make this quicker by not publishing the table, but we request Asmus and Michelle to develop the alternate LGR table based on RFC and consult with TFAIDN as you have suggested, and get feedback and make sure that TFAIDN is agreed to that table, and then we publish it. If we can manage that earlier, we include it in this public comment. If that is not possible, then we can maybe do it at a later stage. But I can check with our team internally as well and see if we can do it earlier get TFAIDN's obviously agreement on this as well. And once, if that agreement can be, you know, reached sooner, we can include it in the current version. If it doesn't happen, then obviously we do it separately. So I just wanted to get your opinion on that. Or do you
again, someone,
what you said?
Who's heading the team who have published the latest public consultation?
So basically, the team is Michelle and Asmus who are developing the tables. Obviously, it is being done through the IDN program. So basically, well, so the publication is obviously through the IDN program within ICANN. But the development is actually being done by Asmus and Michelle.
But I didn't find the names in the document.
Yeah, but I don't know them. Are they contracted? Are they contracted by ICANN, or they are voluntary, or what exactly?
No, they're working for ICANN. They're contracted by ICANN.
Okay. We have Saudinic have sent our new GTLD, which is in compatible form with the IANA draft XML format. We have sent it maybe 11 days ago. Until now, it haven't been published. And we asked them, they said it's under publishing. They send it to be published through the website, but till now, it is more, it's exactly the similar to the RFC. So nothing have been changed. So if the task force like, we can discuss it within the Arabic members, the Arabic language members, and then we can submit it to them so that they can take a look at it and then maybe include it or update their table to be similar to it.
So that's another way of doing it. That if you have something internally which you can share with the team and TFAIDN, and once I guess within TFAIDN there's an agreement, you know, we can take that table and get that take that as an input to that public comment process. But I think what I'm trying to say is that is there a mechanism we can use so that we can make this process a bit quicker? I think you were initially giving 2-3 months timeline. That may actually be too long for us, considering obviously that there are there's internal work which is going on within ICANN, which needs to be addressed using these tables.
Well, for Saudinic, it's ready. It was ready before, even in Marrakesh, it was ready. It has been tested, it's working fine. We internally put it in our system, so it's working fine for us. And we believe this should be the Arabic language table for all Arab countries. Again, if all of the task force members agree on it, we can submit it tomorrow, no problem. If you want, I will send it now to you. Take a look at it. It's an XML format. I hope it's easy to grasp. But this is one way. But what I believe, if they can take it and put it instead of the table that they are putting, okay, I agree. If they said no, they need to consider it or what, I believe they should withdraw the table till the study is done internally within the team, Michel and Finis, and then put something else. But I don't agree them continuing with the ones that they have published.
No, that's so okay. So that's already taken offline. That's not an issue anymore.
Okay.
So I think one option then is that you can share the table you've already developed, and the working group which is on Arabic can look at it, and they can review it, make any suggestions or changes in it if needed. And then once the working group is done, they, we can share that with the larger TFAIDN list and discuss and finalize it within the TFAIDN list. And then once that work is done, we can send it across to ICANN for publishing as a reference table on behalf of the community. Would that work?
Oh, okay, I can send this one now. No problem.
So then I think what we would request is that the working group on Arabic language should probably discuss it and then agree to, whatever they finally agree to, then share that with the larger task force as their recommendation for final discussion, including that, so that we can take this forward. So that is, I think, so that kind of resolves the current situation, and the next, I guess, next thing I wanted to bring up is,
Karmel, before we go,
yeah.
Till now the Arabic language is listed in the public comment. You said they will remove it or what?
Right, so the tables are not listed. The tables have been removed.
Okay.
If you refresh your screen, maybe you're seeing it because you've not refreshed your screen.
Yeah, yeah. It's not there, but the row is there. The row for the Arabic and the deadline, 7 June, right. Is there. But the HTML and XML, they removed it.
Right, so the tables are removed, actually. So what I'm suggesting is that if we can finalize this on behalf of TFAIDN based on your input, and if we can get it done in this time, it sooner, we can actually include it in the current public comment period. If we cannot manage it, then obviously we do a separate public comment.
Okay, no problem.
Excuse me, since we had only a limited number of people on the call and a limited number of people commenting on the call, would it be possible to have like a high-level brief summary of this, send it across the email list and see if there are any more comments? I don't think taking a vote in the call would make very much sense, but maybe that would be a solution.
Sure. So that's a good idea, Mika. So what I could do is I just summarize this on the email list, and I guess based on responses we can finalize. All right. So any more comments on this before we move on? All right, so then let's, I guess the second thing which I wanted to discuss with you was you know, is it possible, or, you know, what would be the preference of the community here going forward as far as the, you know, I had suggested that there is a potential the challenge is that there is sometimes there are things which need to be discussed with a chair just to discuss for such a group, just to see what would be the best way going forward. In this particular case, it's me on both sides, and that sometimes makes it difficult for me to make a decision. This has been obviously the case in this scenario. So I suggested a couple of mechanisms to address it, so that and that's just to make sure that something like this does not happen again. You know, hopefully it will not, but we actually need to, you know, if we can do this, you know, we can address this more effectively. You know, we can ensure something like that, because well, in any case, so there are a couple of things. One obviously is that somebody else obviously can take up the lead position, obviously I will help coordinate with them, support them, but also, you know, that can be one of the solutions. The second obviously possibility is that we have a co-chair or a co-coordinator or whatever we want to call that particular role, so that you know, if there are challenges like this which come up in the future as well, these can be discussed and addressed more effectively, so that such situations obviously do not occur in the future. Or there could be third, another different option as well. So is that something? So I'd like to get, I guess, everybody's input into that as well. So sometimes when I have both the heads on, sort of, you know, if I have to talk to, you know, it's good to sort of have somebody who, it's possible, you know, if it's possible to communicate with somebody on behalf of TFAIDM beyond, obviously, just doing it myself. And, you know, if there is challenge as far as spending time is concerned, you know, we can probably make it even a light process, in the sense that the person who's taking that role can, you know, I can still do the heavy lifting going forward. And you know, but at least I would have a nomination to consult with when there is a need.
This is Michael. I think it's my impression that individuals of the group are not ready to make specific suggestions regarding your request right now, Farmas. So maybe again, that would be something which we could summarize and take votes over, or ask people to self-nominate across the email list. Maybe that would help get some more,
right,
get some response on this.
Sure. You know, this is something we can certainly finalize, but while we are here, is there any opinion or suggestion? Or is that something we just want to take and just realize we are probably over time as well? So we need to conclude this call. So if any, you know, we should probably conclude this call. We've gone over time. So if there are any remarks before we close on this, otherwise we will certainly take this to the list as well. No remarks. Okay. So then I guess what I'll do is I'll document both these options, or you know, if there's a third option, please feel free to suggest. You know, we can see how we can take this forward in a way that just makes it it just helps us make sure that something like this does not happen again. In any case, so thank you very much.
Sirman, before we go, is there an indicator about our next face-to-face meeting?
Okay. So is that something you want to discuss very quickly now? Would you want to propose a date which I can share with everybody else?
Well, because I need to plan ahead.
Right. What is a good month or when you would want to plan this?
August.
Yeah, I agree. August is good for me also.
Early September.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Early September.
End of August and early September, maybe.
So August is basically normally when people are taking holidays. I'm actually going to be traveling during that time as well. You know, as far as my end is concerned, I'm available. So I think what we can do then is we can pick up a couple of suggestions and we can circulate that. Two or three options, and then do something like a doodle poll and get everybody's opinion on it. And
I agree.
That.
This is what I wanted to say.
We hope to see everyone. We should try to at least to give the opportunity to everyone to attend this meeting.
Right. Obviously, I think. So I'll request Fahad to coordinate that process, and since he's going to be helping us organize that meeting as well.
When you will be available, Sarmad? You said you are going to take vacation. When you will be back?
So I am actually available after 10th September, but in any case, if it's a 2-3 day meeting, I can probably take a vacation from my vacation or something, break from my vacation and attend it. So I think I'll request Fahad to help us coordinate this and nail down a particular few days. Then that we can start planning as well. And I think what I'm hearing is that August and September time frame is when we want to have it. In any case, let's close the call. What we'll do is now three things at least. I'll share the method of closing this Arabic language table process. I will also share how we can maybe adjust the leadership so that we can avoid such situations again. And then third thing is I'll also, Fahad will circulate options for possible face-to-face meeting. And then based on that, we will fix a date and start planning on it. So thank you all for joining, you know, for thank you for a very positive conversation. And we hope we can move forward and make good progress and, you know, address the issues which are on the table. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you all. Bye.